Our news. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is phasing out its COVID vaccination sites by the end of the month. Health officials say most vaccines will be administered in traditional health care settings like pharmacies and doctor's offices. The decision reflects the state's more relaxed policies as the Omicron wave subsides. Nearly 70% of Colorado's eligible population has gotten two doses of the vaccine. Meanwhile, some epidemiologists caution that China and Europe are seeing new coronavirus spikes. Primary care providers hope the recent dip in COVID cases lets them catch their collective breath. CPR's John Daly explains.
Through the pandemic, they faced a dizzying array of issues, from extreme financial stress to staff turnover to being a key source for guidance or vaccinations. Dr. Shen Nagel, a pediatrician in Wheat Ridge, says the pandemic forced clinics to be resilient, but he worries about his young patients.
I hope they come out of this more resilient. I think at the moment, it feels like they're still trying to crawl out from under it.
One big concern is about the mental health of this COVID generation. Last year, Children's Hospital Colorado declared a state of emergency in youth mental health. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse has tested positive for COVID. The Democrat from Boulder says he is vaccinated and experiencing only mild symptoms. Neguse plans to work remotely for the time being. 69 degrees still in Metro Denver. It is 48 in Vail. This is CPR News.